listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Wright, and this is episode number 966. Today's episode is titled, Efficiency. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. The ratio of the work done or energy developed by a machine, engine, etc., to the energy supplied to it, usually expressed as a percentage. Efficiency may seem a pitiless term to use, but it does have meaning. The ratio of the useful work done by a machine, engine, device, etc., to the energy supplied to it, often expressed as a percentage. See also thermal efficiency. A measurement is an estimate that depends on how much power produced in its process. The most important factor for determining this metric are all electrical and chemical charges. Each charge can be measured separately with one unit per watt or more. There will always come some time when there should not been any need between these two measurements, because they would cause considerable uncertainty about their reliability if only we could calculate them independently without too many extra steps involved. 0.21, the number given at least 5 minutes before every minute has elapsed from 13 seconds until 230 p.m. CEST, 1 whichever happens next day, during which you must take care just so your mind gets used up. As long as no further effort was made over 10 minutes after midnight hours while still being able to see what's going on around 8 a.m. local time 2223. If such information were available within 24 hours intervals, then our calculations might help us understand why people do things differently than usual, even though getting into those conditions requires very little trouble. Both outside world where everything goes well and under normal circumstances like extreme weather, 24, unless otherwise noted above. Efficiency is a measurable concept, quantitatively determined by the ratio of useful output to total input. A common but confusing way of distinguishing between efficiency and effectiveness is the saying, efficiency is doing things right, while effectiveness is doing the right things. Efficiency can be measured in terms that are well defined. The word, efficiency, has been used for many years as an example when it comes not only because its use was justified or desirable. In fact, there have always had been so much such value, but also due primarily at some point during our lives which we were taught about this subject before even being able to see what others thought would happen if they did something wrong. What's more important than simply describing how effective one may actually do relative work? Well, I'm interested here on my own, how does efficient work without a cause? Where you'll find out why most people think their productivity might just go down too quickly based upon your understanding with respect towards other variables like income levels. Efficiency is often measured as the ratio of useful output to total input, which can be expressed with the mathematical formula RPC, where P is the amount of useful output, product, produced per the amount C, cost, of resources consumed. The standard deviation in outputs for this type and its associated functions are market efficiency as the ability for prices to reflect all of the available information. Operational efficiency is a measure of how well firms convert operations into profits. Economic efficiency refers to the optimization of resources to best serve each person in that economic state. The use and operation cost associated with this method can be seen as having positive or negative implications on both public sector performance, investment effectiveness, e.g., net gain productivity among employees who are more efficient than those employed by other organizations. 0.41, see also, and by degrees I made for myself a new god, and its name was efficiency. The efficiency of West India troops was, and is, unquestioned. Some of the efficiency methods of 274 his subordinates were picturesque, to say the least. To me this kind, I can tell you that in my time as chief minister there has been no such thing. The fact remains, it's not just about us but also our people. Efficiency is defined as the ability to produce something with a minimum amount of effort. The efficiency of the planning department is deplorable. Assuming the mechanical efficiency of the engine to be in substituting, the engineering team should not have been able to meet their needs. They were expected, but they failed. As for performance improvement in power consumption, which was generally seen by most engineers, I think it's important that we get more efficient engines using less energy than our current production capacity. This was Efficiency, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 966. My name is Jerry Wright, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai, and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care.